In a perfect world, all of the talented among us could quit our jobs and write novels or sculpt or paint or make music full time. But real life being what it is, that stuff usually gets squeezed between urgent obligations. Earning a living, taking care of family, visits to the podiatrist. The creative projects are left half done or undone. Well, at the beginning of this year, we introduced you to four people who said, "This is it. This is the year I actually do my creative dream project." Kara Stiles is one of them. Her New Year's resolution was to make one original diorama every month for all of 2015. The scenes she crafts are sometimes religious-ish, sometimes personal, but always, always full of cat stickers. With just a few months left in the year, we checked in with Karis at her apartment in Oakland.
So it's a lot of junk. It's a lot of things I've cut out, things I found, little things I've been gifted. I have a lot of cat stickers. I have a picture of not the current Pope, but Pope Benedict that I might do something with. There's usually part of my process where I'm taking a bunch of stuff from like this art bookcase I have. I'm putting them out on the floor, looking at the different supplies I have, kind of testing out what things go together and making different piles. I've been making one every month, but I have not been finishing one every month. So since about May, I have not been able to finish one. They're just sitting there. I can't figure out what the next step is and how to complete it. The piece I'm working on right now, I've decided to kind of make, this is going to sound, well, whatever, it's going to maybe sound a little weird, but trying to make basically a coffin to say goodbye and to kind of honor parts of myself that I think are changing and in some ways kind of dying off. There's just like this story I've told myself about myself and a way I've conceptualized my life up until now. I'm kind of done with that story and I don't really want that story anymore. And so this is kind of my send-off piece to that. I can't find words for those parts, but I can find symbols for them. And so maybe about 10, 12 years ago, I did this shamanic class and I made a little death mask. It's basically just a plaster mask of my face. Since I've painted it kind of like a purple mauve kind of color, I happen to have this really big shadow box. People put like their American flag in it or their diploma and like that kind of thing. So far all I've done is just glitter the back of it with black and blue and a little bit of silver glitter. And I'm going to put this purple mask of my face in it. And I want to find some fake flowers and just have them kind of weaving through like the eye holes. And then I have a bunch of cat stickers, of course, that will somehow find their way in it. And that's where it is right now.
My name is Rachel Marcus. I'm Karis' girlfriend, and I also live here. She'll often send me and other friends texts of the images that she's working on or be like kind of tinkering with something and be like, "What do you think I should do here? I'm not quite sure. I don't know what to tell you most of the time." But like just the fact that you want me in it or looking at it is very sweet. Can I tell this story?
Yeah.
Okay. On one of our first dates, Karis texted me a picture of a cat face on a hunky man's body, and that pretty much sealed the deal.
You can see some of those cat sticker studded dioramas on our website, studio360.org. I happen to love them. We'll be updating you on our other resolution makers as the clock ticks down to 2016. And thanks to Ike Shrieskandaraja for that story.